you quite a battle out there with Odell Beckham early, and quite a battle in general. Got the interception, everything else. Tell us about tonight from your perspective, because you were involved in a lot.
It was just a battle. You know, I was getting the calls, making plays on the ball when it was my time. And just following Odell and doing the best I can.
What was it like to go ahead with Beckham like that?
It felt good, but, you know, at the same time, it wasn't on me, it was the defense, too. You know, defense helped me with that, and other guy was covering, too, so, you know, it's not only me, but, you know, we all did good as a unit.
Zebra, have you done much shadowing of individual guys?
I mean, that's not up to me, you know, that's up to the coaches, or whatever the coaches tell me to do, that's what I do.
Important too, after last week with all the sacks, to show the dimension of the secondary tonight. And I know that Chad was saying that you guys, especially the cornerbacks, are playing amazing. What is the difference about this defense when you can have like a dominant sack game and then play like you guys did tonight?
Just we play as one. You know, we play as a unit. You know, no matter what it is, you know, them guys gonna apply pressure on the quarterback, and we're gonna be in tight coverage. You know, so we play as a unit.
How exhausting is it to cover Odell Beckham for an entire game? Seriously.
It was pretty tough, you know. Like he's a great receiver, you know. Just shot on him, you know, the routes he's run, he not to get off the press, you know. He's very aggressive and passionate player.
At some point, it looked like Jerry Gray kind of pulled you off to the side when you were going at it with him. What did he say to you there?
Just stay composed, you know. Keep my composure, you know. And, don't let that get the best of me and stay in my game.
He's also emotional, so you could tell when you were getting to him too. He was showing his frustration. Couldn't you tell?
That's just him. You know, he just go out there and play with his emotions. You know, and he wanted to get the ball. He wanted to make plays for his team. You know, and that's probably what it was. But at the same time, you know, he's still one of the best receivers in the league.
Talk about the pick.
First of all, I like to thank God for that one. You know, I just made a play on the ball when it was in the air.
And then I almost had some running room too.
Legs went out on me.
Man, that was terrible.
Said thank you, and then one went up, didn't you?
Yeah.
Nobody
else close. But like I said, you know, I made a good cut, but towards the end, the legs.
Good cut.
Throw down, nigga. Xavier, one of you guys that came in the draft was the Cordero, getting a lot of playing time tonight. What do you see from him in practice every day? Because if you saw that and you came in with him, of course, first round pick.
Cordell, man, he's working hard. You know, Cordell's out there playing hard. And in practice, he's passionate about the game. You know, you can see he want to play. And it's a lot Cordell can offer for this team, you know. And everyone's starting to see. And he's been offering a lot for this team, you know, with the kickoff return and putting him more at receiver. So now we see how much valuable he is.
Xavier, with how much success the front seven has had getting to the quarterback, are you expecting to see some more quick passes like you saw tonight going forward?
Yes. You know, our front seven is awesome. You know, those guys, like you said, get to the quarterback pretty fast. You know, so I mean, it's good to have a front seven like that and make the job easy for the DBs.
When you're facing.